matter who you are or where you're from. Get swiping, clicking, and tapping. Get us on demand now. Just search Ash London Live.
Ash London Live, thanks to Student Flights, bringing you the best travel tips and exclusive discounts for under 30s and students. Call Student Flights on 131 669.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans. Woo! From the sound of the underground to the beats on the streets and everything in between. From the air to the ground and streaming across the globe. Unlock, plug in, turn up. Ash London Live.
What a night to be alive! Happy Monday, beautiful, darling human beings that are listening to Ash London Live. Thanks for sticking around after Husey and Kate. Can I just say, This is not me sucking up to Husey and Kate, because I don't need to do that, because they're, you know, they're good people.
Yep.
I love going after them, because I like listening to them, because they're friends, and I feel like I'm part of the friendship just as a listener. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're listening and you feel like you know them, and then I get to go after them.
I love Kate's laugh. It kills
me. It's the best.
It's the best laugh.
I just love last week when I caught Husey in the hallway because I was about to go buy an Oz Lotto ticket because it's up poor. And I was like, and I'm walking out thinking, oh, should I? It's going to be like $20. And Husey comes up to me. He's like, what's wrong? What's that face for? I'm like, I'm trying to decide whether to buy a ticket for the lotto. Old mate Husey reaches into his pocket and pulls out $120 worth of lotto tickets.
I'm like,
what are you doing? Anyway, love them. Love you guys for listening. And love this show. For the next 3.5 hours, we get to talk about music. I mean, how good's that?
Yeah.
You guys
are
staring back at me like, yeah.
I thought it was a rhetorical question.
Like you're hostages or something.
It's so good. Music's great.
We've got a huge show for you guys tonight. We're giving away a trip to Tokyo to see Rule, one of our favourite young Australian artists. Register your details at ashlandlive.com. Plus, tickets to R&B Fridays Live.
They're not even on sale yet.
Nope. No, we can't even buy them. We've got them for you guys. Are we listening out for the air horn? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Can we play it now? But don't call now. This is the sound of the air horn that you are listening out for. And when you do, then you call 131060. Very DJ
just
Horizon.
Makes you feel like you're in
just
club, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That sexy vibe has ringtone.
She's dropping her gooch to the ground as we speak.
Wait, is it Friday night? No, it's Monday.
Plus, our huge guest tonight, Broods, brother-sister duo from New Zealand. They make awesome music. They're coming in. And the beautiful Sammy J. But let's kick it off with one of my favourite songs.
Ash London Live's Buzz Track.
This baby is buzzing all over the internet, mainly all over my Twitter feed, because I am obsessed with this song by Wafia. She is an Australian artist, and so many people write breakup tracks, right? And they're really like, F you suck, but I'm a powerful woman, which is great. But there's some sort of, I can't even describe it. She's just so effortlessly like up yours in this song, and it just makes me really, really happy. In my humble opinion, this is the best we have ever heard her. Wafia, Wafia, if you want to get her on your Spotify or your Apple Music. If you've just had a breakup, pump this one up. It's I'm Good.
This is Ash London Live.
Just a bit of a random one for you guys, because this is something that I always notice, because I'm a real words person. I love lyrics. Like usually if I like a song, it's because the lyric has really spoken to me. But there was something that happened at the Celine Dion concert, aka the best night of my life, that really made me go, huh? So, you know, sometimes you listen to a song over and over again, but you never really know what the lyrics are, right? But you just kind of make up your own lyrics.
Yeah.
So forever and ever, I've never really understood what this particular lyric in Celine Dion's It's All Coming Back to Me is. Okay. I'm going to play it one more time. And if you don't know what the actual lyrics are, I want you to really listen to the radio and see. We get that there were nights of endless pleasure. And it's a bit after that that gets a bit confusing. There were nights of endless pleasure. It was more than any loss and love. So as a huge Celine Dion fan, I know all of her lyrics. This is really the only. So I'm in the concert and I get out my phone and I Google the lyric. And I was flabbergasted when I realized that she's singing, there were nights of endless pleasure, it was more than any laws allowed.
Oh.
And that got me thinking, what kind of love is she talking about? What kind of endless pleasure is illegal. Like, I was thinking, Celine. Like, she didn't write the song, so I'm not saying that. But they just, I thought to myself.
But she would have seen the lyrics and gone,
yeah.
Oh, maybe we changed that. That's weird.
It's a bit of a WTF lyric, and it makes sense, but it also makes you go, what? So I've collated some other ones, just for argument's sake, that have left me kind of going, what does that even mean? For instance, Noel, one of our favourite dudes, honestly, one of the nicest pop stars on planet Earth, loved this song, never really got the lyric. Yeah, that's slow hands like sweat dripping down my dirty laundry. And I looked at the lyric video, the official at Niall. That's the lie.
That's the that sounds like some fake one that Sexy Vi Vi's made up.
Oh, she does make up her own lyrics to every
dirty laundry.
What does it mean? Like slowly wringing your laundry and sweat.
Oh, gross.
And who sweats so much that when you wring the clothes, the sweat comes out of them?
Oh, you've been to the gym for a while, obviously. A lot of people.
Very long time. Thanks for bringing it up. And a final one, which really is more about grammar and how to correctly conjugate verbs than anything. This is a Timbaland classic. Can you handle me the way I are? And then in other verses, he goes, can you handle me the way I am? That's not how you properly conjugate present tense verb to be in the I form. I am. Like, he's so desperate for the rhyme.
Yeah.
But it's such a famous song that when we're in the club and it comes on, no one's going.
No one cares.
Everyone's just like, can you handle me the way I am? And you just go along. The power of music, eh?
Yeah.
There you go. That's it. I just wanted to bring that to your attention, Draco. It was more of just the Celine Dion lyric.
Just to play Celine.
There were nights of endless pleasure. There were nights of endless pleasure. There's more than any laws allowed. So, right. Before we go, do you know what I feel like we should play? It's irrelevant to this talk break, but we've just talked about Celine Dion. And earlier in the show, we had a Cher, ABBA, Madonna mashup that made all of our dreams come true. Well, mainly just you and me, Sexy Vibe, I didn't care, to the point where we want to play this song. Let's just play another little grab of the Cher.
No.
Sexy Vibe, we'll have a vote. Who thinks we should play it? I say
yes.
I won't. Well, it doesn't matter.
I have the dump button here, so if you do think of playing it, I will turn off the whole radio station. Draco.
And then the Madonna bit.
Frozen, hang on.
Goes by.
Oh, the computer's frozen.
So slowly.
Oh, she's coming in. We're getting in trouble.
See ya.
Hey, this is Samantha James.
Ash, London, live.
Well, I'm very emotional, Sammy, because we've had a 10-minute chat off air. You've given me the most beautiful peachy pink bras and things set, which is so heaven.
Yes.
And then we've shared photos of and videos of our dogs.
That's right.
So I've never been this emotional.
This is a great interview.
It's one of my favourite things.
I know.
Well, start with bras and things.
Yes.
This is for me because I know that you would get quite a lot of companies that want to borrow your face and bow there and fabulous smiliness and great ability to talk. But you want a bra and undie company.
Yeah.
So tell me, because you're like, you're modelling this stuff.
So when I came off X Factor, right, I made myself kind of like a list of things I wanted to do and do like an intimates or clothing range was one
intimates.
Of them. Yeah.
Is that the word?
That's what I've been using.
That's
classy. Yeah.
That's
I think it's a bit nicer than lingerie. Yeah. So that was on my list. And then I never wanted to model it. That was not on my list.
Oh.
Just designing it was on the list.
Gotcha.
So I was like, oh, you know, when they came to me and they were like, you know, we're thinking about you modelling it, I was like, oh, okay.
Were you a bit nervous?
Yes. I
New
had
territory.
A stress rash straight away, immediately. And I was like, I don't know if I could do that. But ever since I turned 30, I've got this new, empowerment thing. Don't you reckon? It's the best.
And you don't experience it till you get to 30 and you're like, wait a second, I don't give a crap.
I don't care.
I'm the best.
Yeah exactly. Oh. And you're like, you know what? This is what I've been given and I'm going to just use it to the best of my ability.
How
and so
wonderful.
Yeah, and so I was like, you know what? I am going to do it. I am going to get in the gym though because I want to look back and be really proud and know that I, you know, was strong.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, it wasn't about being skinny. It was about just being really fit and strong and feeling
and
my best.
And look like you could punch someone if they came at you on the bus.
Exactly.
Obviously.
That's what I told my trainer, yes.
And you were saying that a couple of your family members have just like,
oh my God.
Your dad's just ignoring it.
My dad hasn't said anything. It's actually really funny because he always knows everything and he's like the biggest
so proud.
Supporter. And he's just been like saying nothing. And on the weekend, like my brother's girlfriends both like, oh, we love it. And I was gonna send them some. And my dad just nothing. Just nothing. Like, oh, it's great, darling. Yeah, just nothing. Yeah,
oh, it's really so cute. But I think it's so important to always push yourself and try new things.
Yeah,
and just show yourself what you can do and doing things that are scary.
Exactly.
And then nailing it. And 18th of August, I believe the tour starts for you. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct from you. Yeah, I'm so excited. Like a tour is for me like the most. Exciting thing. It's like, you know, as an artist, like that's all you want to do is just sing live and
sing songs that you love singing
that you
and
love
have real people there
watching. Exactly. Yeah, so I'm super excited. I mean, it's been a lot to put together, but we're getting there.
Because you're doing the Best of My Love tour, and it's not like these are just like acoustic songs you can pull up a stool and wear like what's come
no
you've got to commit.
This is a performance based tour. Yeah, so like we're doing Corrie, we are doing an acoustic section. Because
Well, nice.
I think that, you know, to bring it back to what I love best, which is just singing with the piano
and you
or a
can
guitar.
Sing.
Thank you.
You really can.
And I feel like that these days is a rarity a little bit with watching people that they don't bring it back to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's either just that and no performance. That's why I started in this industry, you know, like
totally.
It's just singing with a piano.
Yeah. And now in Perth, you're giving someone the opportunity to... Support, have you chosen the support act yet?
I haven't chosen them yet.
So
I think we have to choose this week, which is like so hard. Mm. I don't know how I'm going to do it because I've actually watched a lot of the entries and they're really good.
Oh, yeah, that's
really,
tough.
Really good. Yeah, so I think I'm going to need some help.
18th of August to the 22nd of September.
Yes.
You're going everywhere.
I'm going everywhere.
So if you want to see Samantha Jade... Doing the disco thing, but then shipping it back for some acoustic goodness.
Yeah. We're just like, it's going to go up and down this show, but it'll be great.
Emotions.
Yeah.
Highs and lows, ebbs and flows.
Yes.
Such is life.
Exactly.
Mimicking the journey of life, really.
That's what I'm bringing, yeah. The journey of life in one show.
Well, good on you. It's a year of milestones.
Yes.
We're stoked for you.
Thank you.
Have all safe and we'll see you soon.
Yes, thank you. Ash London Live.